And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Blackout Beach, and it did, that Chris played that from Parts Unknown, and it did, what's the word, overlap into my hour, but I thought it was really cool, so I decided to let it play. I don't really know anything about it other than that album came out about a week ago, and it looks pretty cool, or it sounds pretty cool. I'm definitely going to check it out when I get home. But anyway, today is Monday, and I'm going to start with this awesome track, because I really like it. And this is by a band, or two guys, called Telephone Tel Aviv. They're from, I think it's Brooklyn. Unfortunately, one of their members a few years ago now passed away, and so the band hasn't released any really new material and have three albums out, but they are really freaking good, and I decided to play one of those tracks in just because it's awesome and should get played, even though the band is unfortunately non-existent anymore. This is Telephone Tel Aviv off their album Immolate Yourself.
This is intended.
And that track was called The Birds. That came off a 2009 album called Immolate Yourself. And like I was saying, the band hasn't really released any new material since then. One of the two guys passed away in early 2009. They still have three solid albums out. They were originally from Chicago. And although the remaining member is still somewhat active, I'm not sure in what form, as in if he's playing shows at all, or he's still just keeping the name. I don't know if they're making any new material, but really good stuff. Their other albums, in 2004, Map of What is Effortless came out. In 2001, their first album, Fahrenheit Fair Enough. They have a bunch of like remixes, remix albums out. But those three constitute their original material. So moving on, we're going to play something, or I'm going to play something kind of dark, but totally awesome. This is off the album Plays High Gospel by Ephraim Manuel Manuk, who is the forefront, one of the dudes who's really pushed a big part of Godspeed You Black Emperor and A Silver Mount Zion, which is awesome. Two awesome bands from Canada. So this is his solo stuff. This came out earlier this year and is freaking awesome. When Godspeed came in just this past February, I found Ephraim, got him to sign my record, and it's awesome. And I have yet to take it out of the plastic after that, because I just like to look at it and be like, I have a signed record. And Godspeed You Black Emperor is so awesome. But anyway, this is from that album, Plays High Gospel. This is a track, Kaddish for Chestnut. Thank you.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Folk rock. Thank you.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That last band was just Holy Fuck. They're from Toronto. They're quite good. Actually, very good. I really like them. They've released three albums, their most recent in 2010. This was off their first one, self-titled, called Holy Fuck, which came out in 2005. They're really good. Like, really awesome, kind of like drumming and electronic sounding, but without a laptop, which is really cool. And a few years back, maybe three, four years now, they were supposed to play a show for free in Toronto with Explosions in the Sky and Broken Social Scene, which would have made them being on the bill one of the less exciting of the three bands. But then Explosions in the Sky canceled, and then so did Broken Social Scene, so then Holy Fuck ended up getting to headline it, which was pretty cool, but I'm not nearly as cool as it could have been. So I went down to it with a friend of mine, and it was just like the whole place was jam-packed. This was like in near the harbor in Toronto, this huge area, and about like 10:30 when they were going to get on, you could just hear the entire crowd chanting Holy Fuck over and over and over. And it was probably one of the most awesome things I had, like, ever witnessed a crowd chant in unison, because it was really cool. And I guess random people walking by would have been like, oh my god, the rapture is coming, or something to that effect. But anyway, people should check those guys out if you don't know them. They are really good. They used to be on Dependent Music, but that label crashed in 2004, and now they're on Young Turks. But nonetheless, they've been releasing albums, so we should get a new one next year or something. Hopefully, they've been coming out every 2 to 3 years, and their last one was last year. And that's all I have to say about Holy Fuck. They're awesome, and I think they do have an awesome band name. Moving on, this next track is by a guy who goes under the name This Quiet Army, all one word. He's from Montreal. He's released a crap ton under that name and done a lot of other stuff. Check it out. It's not terribly hard to find it out because it's This Quiet Army, all one word, all lowercase too. I don't know if it can't be capitalized or it ought not be. I don't know how it works. I guess he gets to choose. But anyway, this dude released a new album like last week, or even sooner than that. I don't even know. Called Resurgence. And this is off that album. And this is called Gone to the Unseen.
It's not going to be the end of the hopeless journey. The military invented it. 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 Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Canada, if I can, we support our troops. When they shoot their officers, come back here and put me away. Send me to my domino bay. You got one for me? Maybe. Come on back. What the fuck you doing over there anyways? I don't know. You really think you're there to help people? I don't know. Why don't you come back here and help the people you hear? People committing suicide. Alcoholics. Drug addicts. The mentally ill. The mentally ill. Afghanistan, bring them back. Monsters.
that last track we listened to was by a guy, actually, coincidentally, the drummer from Godspeed You Black Emperor. Seems to be a theme I have today. Aiden Gert sometimes releases stuff under the moniker One Speed Bike or One Speed Fucking Bike. I've seen them, I think, like, professionally, he calls himself One Speed Bike, but just everywhere One Speed Bike is written, once, like, the fucking is inserted, and it's, like, on the album title and everything. But, nonetheless, that album came out in 2010, which was self-released, and before that, he was releasing either through Brooklyn Beats or Bully Records, and this one was called Pashto Translator Needed, and that was the track Taliban! Exclamation mark. Our hot women soldiers will turn your women gay. Seems to be something he felt strongly about. But anyway, he releases either under the moniker One Speed Bike, and then has been known to use the, I'm going to try to pronounce this, Bottlescup Flenken Mike. Flenken Mike. Bottles, cup, Flenkenken mic. No idea what that means or anything. But nonetheless, he's got some pretty cool, like, experimental percussion stuff out there. And he's done... Yeah, he was featured on... He was a guest drummer on A Silver Mount Zion's first album and has played on in Godspeed You Black Emperor as the drummer. Super good stuff. I recommend that be checked out. So that what we've been listening to so far has been pretty dark and pretty experimental and maybe a little bit depressing. I don't know if you find that kind of stuff depressing. But we're going to, I think, speed it up a little bit. This is an awesome band from Vancouver. Vancouver area. They've been around for a while. Five Alarm Funk. This is an older track, but quite awesome. And this is off their album, I believe it's called Voodoo Hairdo, yes, and this is a title track from that album. And yeah, that's what we're going to listen to right now. It's pretty good, so I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll be right back.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Bean, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do it without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
Yes, I would like to personally, well, somewhat personally, I'm not in front of you, but over the air, also thank anyone who donated to CITR, because CITR is awesome, and you should feel good and have good karma. That's all I wanted to say about that. But nonetheless, so I have about 5 minutes left, and my last song to be played is 4 minutes. So if you can do math, that means I need to talk for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. So the next track I have... Wait, what did we do? The next track I have is by a band called Plaid. I don't know. I guess you could pronounce it plaid, like the design on a coat or a sweater, or even my pajamas are plaid. Or you could be quite phonetic about it all and be like, it's called Plaid, because it is a band name. So a band name need not be pronounced like normal words. So it's it's really up for debate, and it makes a great conversation piece when you call them Plaid and someone else yells at you and calls them plaid. Or on a similar note, on conversations about plaid, not Plaid, plaid, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who didn't even know what plaid was. He's foreign, so it's okay, but he always called it tarpon, which then we discovered is the design on a kilt. And then I made fun of him for wearing kilts, and he looked at me and was like, shut up. And I was like, okay, fair enough. That's how our conversation went down. But the idea being is that he didn't know that plaid was like that thing that the checkered sort of ish print, and he was all about calling it tarpon or something like that. I don't know. He's foreign and from Ireland, so I have no idea what he says half the time. That's kind of mean. No, he's a nice dude. But anyway, nonetheless, so Plaid, Plaid, whatever. They are from England. So I guess I wonder if English people pronounce plaid differently than Canadian. All right, that'll be my goal of the week, is find, well, they're not that hard to find, but see if they pronounce plaid differently than we do. But anyway, so Plaid, they're electronic music, two of them. They're from London, England, not London, Ontario. And they've actually been releasing albums for a solid 20 years now, which is quite impressive. Their first one came out in 1991, and it was called Mbuki Mvuki. I don't know, like the MB sound, Mba. And then an MV, MV. It's not very nice. Their next bunch of albums are all much easier to produce until they get to this one, which is like skintily. Sintily? Like, I don't know. Sometimes you pronounce an SC like scared or scorn, but then sometimes you don't, like Sicily or scent. Wait, no? How do you spell scent? I don't know how to spell scent off the top of my head. Right now, I know there's a bunch of ways to spell it depending on the definition. Anyway.